This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Could have been a contender. Well, I think we are contenders here on the Good Day program. Contenders in the rule of law and the thumbnail sketch of life. You can follow all of that here. The episodic adventures of Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and you as we put together lots of things. The new year will bring us new opportunities, new beginnings. I was looking at the stock market. This last week is the end of the year. People want to go, this is the worst year since 2008. Yeah? Okay, so I'm going to move us forward by...
Identified it.
Yes, we have. Right. We were down substantially, and that's the way the market is, and that's the way things are. And guess what? It went back up after 2008. I think from all the things I've seen, second half of this year is supposed to be pretty good economically. I have to look, and I sent a note to the banker, my banker friend, yesterday. I was looking at the interest rates on one of the mortgages that I have on the farm, and it has gone up since. It's gone up 4 points. Imagine it's almost doubled the amount that we're paying in interest in the past year because that's supposed to slow down. I never understood economics. Did you, Jay? Did you ever understand how it works? You're going to spend more. You're going to charge people more money to do things that they want to do so that they won't do them. How does that help the economy grow?
Yeah.
I never understood that. At any rate, the mortgage rates actually went up in this past year. The rate is 6.4% now. It was 3.1% last year at this time. So that kind of tells you the story, right? 6.1, 6.4, whatever it is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a lot of law and order things to discuss here. There has been, it's an interesting revelation, how DNA, we had a story earlier about DNA, and here's another one. And this came about, the evidence came about using DNA from a couple of podcasters, and these guys got on to the case of two men they thought were wrongfully convicted and imprisoned. These two guys were in jail for 25 years. But because the podcasters got on to the case, these two spent Christmas with their families.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast and a nonprofit showed the evidence. And this is once again a searing indictment of our system. Daryl Clark, Kane Story, teenagers, when they stood trial for the murder of their 15-year-old friend.
Mm-hmm.
This was a party in 1996. And so the charges against him were dropped, against Clark were dropped, after a motion for a new trial was brought about on his behalf by attorneys from the Georgia Innocent Project. And this happens a lot in Georgia. What is there about the South that this seems to be more of these things going on down there? Not exclusively, but there's a whole lot of this stuff that goes on down there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good reason for the Georgia Innocence Project.
And they found out that some of the witnesses in this case were not qualified to be witnesses. One of the witnesses says that she said she was coerced by authorities into making
false. Happens all the time.
Warner had all these issues where the coroner said it was not a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was, and then the coroner ended up losing his license because of all different things of being shady.
Good. So this is a podcast called Proof, hosted by Susan Simpson and Jacinda Davis. I don't know anything about
Davis. Mm-hmm.
Jacinda, is that her name? Okay,
Jacinda.
Whatever. Yeah. All right, so anyway, the details are as follows. At a party, 15-year-old Brian Bowling shot himself in a game of Russian roulette with a gun provided by one of the people, Kane Story, that was charged. Okay? How did 15-year-olds get a gun in the first place would be my, that would have been my first question. And then it goes from there, it goes downhill. The podcast, the folks that ran it interviewed the host of the party, admitted that the police had coerced her into making false statements. So there you go. The police have another black eye. For those of you who think the police can do no wrong, that's BS. Here's another example. This is why people lose respect for the office of, not necessarily for officers, but police departments, you know, that allow these sort of people, and you see them everywhere, big cities, small towns. It's back to not, and then, you know, this is like the chicken and the egg. People say, well, they don't want to have, we can't find recruits for police because nobody wants to be police. Well, they don't want to be police because they don't want to be subject to the ridicule that comes from some of their brethren doing stuff like this. Isn't that really it? So the appropriate criticism is aimed at these individuals, not police in general, but too many police get away with this kind of stuff. There's nothing about the law that's perfect, frankly, under any circumstances. You'll never find perfection. You just won't. But that doesn't mean we can't try for perfection instead of trying to just do what's easy to close the case.
Mm-hmm. And how bad it truly was back in the day, even as recent as 25 years.
25, yep, right. Exactly. So good for those two that are out. Now, here is, this is good police. All right, there's the bad law and order. Here's the good law and order. Police in New York praising a man for his actions during the holiday weekend. Back to the blizzard that we were talking about. We still can't get away from that doggone blizzard. You talk about the McDonald's that stayed open during the storm. Well, here's another. This is a school that was open to save motorists that were stranded. And apparently the fellow that was responsible for this broke into the school. His name was Jay Whitney. He found himself stranded himself. They found a school and they broke into it. This is Pine Hill School, east side of Buffalo. It's a town called Cheektowaga. How do you pronounce this town? Cheektowaga, I think. Cheektowaga, a lot of Indian names.
Yeah, he is a hero because he didn't only break into the school to find warmth himself. He got what he needed, and then he went back out to find stranded motorists, and then he took them back to the school, and then he'd go back out to find more stranded motorists, take them back to the school. And all of these people, they got what they needed. They took some of the smart boards so they could watch the news updates. They helped themselves to some of the food in the kitchen. But once they were safe to leave, once they pretty much had been dug out, anybody who went to the school, you would not have known anybody was there because they put everything back. They cleaned up after themselves. They took care of the building. They took care of each other. The only thing that was amiss was that broken window. And they even wrote a note like, hey, so sorry. And police were trying to find him. His name's Jay. They were calling him Christmas Jay, Merry Christmas Jay, because he was a hero. And they were saying, we don't want to press charges. We want to honor this guy. He saved so many lives. We want to give him the accolades. Jay Whitney, 27 years young.
I think that there are so many people that do so many unheralded things that when we can find a story and tell the story, we ought to tell the story. And that's what that is all about. Think about that and how many people were helped by that circumstance. All right, we're in the law and order department here. One of the things that has come about as a result of the survey of stores over the Christmas holidays, there's two numbers here. The number of people who are shoplifters and the amount of money it cost retailers last year shoplifting. And this is, it goes, we speak to the prosecutors in Los Angeles, especially in New York, but other liberal areas where they're just letting people go. This is a nationwide epidemic as presented at the end of the year by brick and mortar retailers who say they are going to have to raise their prices in these areas or shut stores down because the billions of dollars in lost inventory isn't being taken care of. National Retail Foundation estimating that $94 billion, with a B, $94 billion was lost in retail last year because of people shoplifting. So how do you, the increase in these areas, up a third in New York and Los Angeles and other areas where the district attorneys have failed to prosecute people who are taking products out of store. There's organized shoplifting heists that are going on. It's a 26% surge in organized theft this past year. How do we...
The flash mobs? Flash mob thefts where it was kind of like, well, there's so many of us, they can't possibly catch everyone.
Right. Well, everybody's going to steal, so we're running around. Yeah, right. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, here's something new for the new year. You ready? Dating coaches. Parents who are worried about their children, grown children, and who they will be with. A lot of children are staying single. So there's a surge of interest from mothers and fathers who are signing their children up on these premium dating services, and they're sending their children to relationship classes and one-on-one sessions with psychologists to find out why it is that they don't have...
And I feel like this stems from the parents wanting grandchildren. And unless their adult children are up for this, this is just so invasive. Not everybody wants a child. Not everybody wants to be in a relationship.
What do you tell your parents?
They just want to be by themselves.
Mother comes up and says, well, Sonny, we signed you up for a dating service. I like James. Okay, James, your mother's going to sign you up for a dating service. Well, you don't have to because you got a girlfriend. But somebody that age, right?
It'd be pretty bad if you did.
24?
No,
25, yeah. Think about that. All right, if your parents are doing that, maybe you should opt out. Time to move out, boys and girls. 18 after the hour, speaking of time.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The disco era. How disappointing to learn that Anita Pointer, one of the Pointer sisters, passed away over the weekend at the age of 74. Grammy winners, all these songs that were kind of a combo of pop and country and rhythm and blues. They were big in the 70s and the 80s. I'm so excited. Don't you love that song?
Oh,
and Fire.
Great song. They had great music.
Yeah. Anyway, she died in Beverly Hills over the weekend. She was the second oldest of the 4 sisters who performed back in 1969 for the first time. There were 2 of them, and then there were 3 of them, and then there were 4 of them. All the quartet, the original, now there's only 1 of them that's left. The rest of them have all died. Wow, this is interesting that at this age... They seem to be quite young, but anyway, this, you have legacy. When you think about somebody like that, and you think about the group and all of the songs, He's So Shy, what a great song that was, mm-hmm. And Slow Hand, Neutron Dance. They have a great catalog of songs, so... Sad about Anita Pointer. Another one of the musicians passing away over the weekend, Jay. Foo Fighters, the drummer for the Foo Fighters is Taylor Hawkins.
Oh, that was earlier in the year when they had to cancel their world tour. They weren't sure if they were going to do another tour because without Taylor Hawkins, they really aren't the Foo Fighters. This is coming mm-hmm. from them. But they said that they have announced that they are going to continue performing.
As the Foo Fighters? Where do you suppose mm-hmm. that name came from? Think about it. Think about that name.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who they get as their drummer because mm-hmm. a lot of theories around it are that Taylor Hawkins' son, Shane, is going to do it because he really? Joined for he covered drums for My Hero during the tribute concert that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is, I think, 17. He's still young, wow. So probably in a couple more years, they mm-hmm. might just need a placeholder, and then they'll bring Shane on. That's what I would like to see.
Here's another drummer from the group Modest Mouse named Jeremiah Green, dead at the age of 45. Statement released by the band, he'd gone to sleep, didn't ever wake up again. That's the best way to go, right? laid down to rest in Gonzo.
I don't know. His battle with cancer.
It seemed
like he was diagnosed with stage 4 pretty recently.
Ooh.
So it happened really fast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't stage 4 of any kind of cancer, and you're not gonna. There's nothing good about that. It's not gonna. Oof. All right, let's see who else has died. Good God, this is a little morbid. Sweet Home Alabama actor Bob Penny, died at the age of 87, died on Christmas Day. He was in Forrest Gump as well. He spent the majority of his early days as a professor at the University of Alabama, taught poetry and English. Isn't that cool? And then he did side work as a TV commercial actor, and then somebody saw him and said, hey, this guy's a pretty good actor. Let's put him into some movies. And he was in 30 films and television programs.
And it was all small roles, but
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, listen, it just goes to show you, if you set your heart to something, you can do it. And so a good thought for this fellow as well. 28 after, this is Good Day.
People here speak nonchalantly about Web3 and blockchain, and we're having immersive and virtual experiences. We have a live stream with the International Space Station. What they used to call the Consumer Electronics Show sure is gadget heaven, shown off across 2 million square feet of exhibit space in the sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center. Half of over 2,000 exhibitors are here for the first time. A third are from other countries, including Ukraine, and many are here to pitch their products to investors, including Shark Tank. They're here. Who else? Major exhibitors one-up each other with celebrities they hire to attract attention. In past years, I've seen surprise walk-ons by Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and Morgan Freeman and Gwen Stefani. I even got a selfie with Stevie Wonder and an autographed baseball from Big Poppy. Reporting all week from massive, mind-boggling CES in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, an ambulance comes on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's on a platform like this, a stage like this, and you see that happen, it's awful. It's awful.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
That's not a harmonica. What is that?
Is that a kazoo?
Sounds like a kazoo. Put that, crank that up a little bit, yeah. Will you? No, that's not a kazoo. Hold on a minute. I have a kazoo here somewhere.
That sounds like a
pipe. Huh? It's a pipe. I thought they had a kazoo. I don't know. I'm fine. All right. Hello. Happy New Year. Welcome back to our get-together. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's some good news, Jay. Jay Kirshner, good news that she's here. That's good news. This is a world first. Scientists have used artificial DNA to kill cancer cells. Oncologists using artificial DNA in a new way to kill cancer cells by helping the immune system identify them.
Isn't
wow.
Fantastic?
This is really significant. The whole reason cancer is as lethal as it is because your immune system doesn't act on cancer cells and tumors. Now, a way to combat that is to do what I learned about a long time ago, and that's take turmeric. If you've ever the curcumin, turmeric, same thing. It's a spice used by the Indians, and there's very little cancer in India because, as scientists have found, turmeric is very good at preventing these cells from getting together. So now another way of doing this or addressing this is these DNA molecules that they have identified. This is getting kind of technical, but basically what they do is expose the cancer to the immune system's targeting procedure and stop. As a matter of fact, it reverses things like cervical cancer, breast cancer, malignant melanoma. The treatments for cancer are risky, we all know, because I'll tell you my personal experience with my former wife, my first and only wife, someone that was so close to me through her entire life. She had stage 4 breast cancer and lived with it for 21 years. If she had had this treatment around at that time, she'd still be with us. And you think about all the people that have had the problems that are related to all of these cancers and where they come from. They're so dangerous. So the study, good news for those who were the doctors who are treating, the researchers doing the work, and most importantly, the cancer patients who will benefit from this as they come up with the various drugs that will be developed. And, you know, I'm very critical of the drug business and the drug companies, but every once in a while they come up with something that is extraordinarily good. Of course, not getting cancer is much better, but so many people smoke, they eat the wrong things, they're overweight, that sort of thing. Anybody fat on your body invites cancer cells. And so, you know, smoking, what it does to your insides, invites cancer cells. So this is a way not to encourage people to do bad things to themselves, but just to, you know, sometimes you get to something you don't know why. And so this is really very good. You know,
or the predisposition.
Yeah.
Or you're predisposed to it.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Right. Yeah, the genetics are involved a lot in it. So good for them. Now, having mentioned my former wife, I'm going to let you in on something I don't think I've ever said before. I don't think I've ever told this story. I've told a lot of stories over the years about Toni. She's been on this program. She passed away in 2011. She was 65, and I took care of her the last year of her life. She and I were great together as long as we were married to each other. We raised our children together, never fought about the children. And I always loved her. So when I hear this, I get emotional. But it's part of something that lots of people are talking about. So I thought it was important for us to acknowledge on the New Year's show that Miley Cyrus did with Dolly Parton, who was apparently her godmother. I didn't know that until... Did you know that Dolly Parton was... Well, it's like, really? Okay, all right. So you're ahead of me on that score. So I'm going to play a portion of this. If you did not hear it, you can be inspired by us playing a little bit of it, and then you can go online and you can Google it and you can watch the whole thing. I think it's almost 6 minutes long. Miley Cyrus singing one of her, I guess, her biggest hit, right? This is something, when you look at the audience singing along, everybody knew the words. I did not know the song Miley Cyrus was singing, but I certainly knew the song Dolly Parton was singing. It's been called one of the greatest duets of all time by a lot of people who are musicians, people who are in the business. Apparently it was an amazing experience, inspirational experience with the two of them. So here's a portion. And the reason I said what I did about my wife, after we got married very young, I think we were 23, and we were divorced when we were 30. It was just after Christmas in 78. When Toni said that she just didn't want to be married to me anymore, it was too hard, it was too frustrating, yada, yada. You know, all the reasons that people, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. I grew into knowing her and knowing what it was like. It was never too late, but the reason that I say it now, and I say this lovingly and with a tear in my eye, she used to play, and it was for my benefit, I was kind of rubbing my nose into it, in a manner of speaking, the Dolly Parton song, I Will Always Love You, when I would go to pick up the children, she would have that playing. And, you know, you don't think that does a number on your head?
Mm-hmm.
A huge number on my head. At any rate, it has always been one of the most fabulous songs because of that, I guess, much of anything else. So Miley Cyrus singing first, then Dolly Parton with the duet from Saturday night's big special, New Year's Eve special they were in together. Takeaways for me. Miley Cyrus actually can sing.
She's incredible. And Dolly has that gentle, yet powerful voice.
Yep.
You hear her belted out.
Yep. So there's an inspirational moment in there for me. But I told you the story so you know. If you hear it, when I hear it, I just go melt, bingo. So, at my own peril.
Just to show how emotional music is and how
songs
are
absolutely
so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And then follow it up with the absurd, my daughter and my grandson are coming to visit for the week. And every time I think of this song, whatever the reason for me thinking about it, it's more because it teases my daughter so much, the song, the old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Excuse me. I probably should take a break here. And then continue on with some pretty positive, I don't know. There's some medical news that sort of, when I saw this, I thought, good God. And then maybe, we'll tell you how this turned out. It was good and bad in the following story, which will come up after a couple of important announcements starting right now.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, 47 after the hour. How'd you like to have this experience? A medical practice apologizing to patients who incorrectly got a text message that suggested they had a serious form of cancer.
Instead of Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and you've got cancer. How about that? Anyway, this is...
But how is this even a thing? So clearly, if the wrong text message went out to their library of people, their database of users, this means that they are actually texting people with notification that they have cancer.
Right. Some of the people did have cancer. Yeah. Some of the people who got this actually did have cancer, but they apologized for all the people that got it, one of the persons that got the note said, it's kind of arrogant, nonchalant, hand-waving as they apologized. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And oh, by the way, you've got cancer. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people,
that was insensitive.
There is one user who spoke out about this, that she had a mole removed for a biopsy. So seeing this text, it didn't seem out of the ordinary.
Mm-mm.
But the fact that that's one of those practices.
Bunga bunga. Jeremy Renner, the actor, is in critical condition in a hospital today. He has a ranch in Nevada, and they had a severe snowstorm, and he's got one of these big snow plows that he likes to go out in and take care of himself and people around the neighborhood. So he went out, and apparently this machine rolled over. It was like a snowcat.
Yeah.
And in very difficult terrain, it rolled over, and he has a number of fractures. And wow.
It was in critical but stable condition.
Yeah, right. But imagine yourself in that position. Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, a lot of snow-related stuff. It's wintertime, after all. It's 10 before the hour also here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally, Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program to give you some insight into things that are important when it comes to the care and feeding of your house, your home, your abode. But because he celebrated too much, whatever it is that he did to himself, he ain't around. And so we'll, I think the best way to spend this time in a quality, productive way, other than wishing you a happy new year, bright happiness things this year, hopefully be full of love and laughter for you. I think a lot of times people go backwards, right? They go into their experiences. And I think one of the things, when I look back at this past year, excuse me, we head into 2023, is to look at all of the things that have come about in the past year that were, and it actually started with me with the Consumer Electronics Show, which is this week in Las Vegas, first week of the year, every year, and thinking about all of the things that were touted. Right? There were so many things that were touted. There were going to be great advances. We were just actually talking about one, this cancer treatment thing. As you look back last year, the reason that I say it and sort of couple it together is because last year was the worst year for cancer deaths in the history of the planet. More people died of cancer last year than ever before, and in fact it now beat out heart disease. With as much work as they're doing, heart disease, about 495,000 people died of heart disease, if I remember the stats correctly, and 510,000 people died of cancer.
Well, it kind of makes sense because for the last couple of years, people were not going to the hospitals unless they really needed to. So it seemed like more and more cancers were being diagnosed at the lower level.
Yep.
So people were dying of what should have been easily curable cancers.
Yeah. There's a study that came out over the weekend from Harvard. They have been studying for the past 80 years, it turns out, what makes people happy, what makes for a good life. One of the things that is a predictor, they say, of happiness is developing warmer relationships. People who are alone are more likely to get cancer than people who are in relationships. I thought this was really amazing. Really think about it. This isn't to say that if you're in a relationship or you have family around or whatever, you're not going to get cancer, because there are certainly plenty of exceptions to the rule. But by the most, in measuring this as they have done at Harvard, the number of people who die who are alone of cancer is higher than heart disease or any other major killers. So there's something about being alone, or perhaps going back to what Barbara Walters said, I'm happy being alone. I'm not lonely. Mm-hmm. So people who are lonely, without companionship, without I've always been a believer from anything that I've ever read or understood about cancer, that it is the mind, the spirit-mind-body connection. And if you have things going on in your mind that eat at you, that begins to eat at your body. And then that, coupled with eating the wrong food, you know, that kind of stuff, not getting enough rest, there are all kinds of reasons that your body falls apart.
And also, we make up excuses. We think that, well, we're hurting or we're sick this way because it's allergies, or it might just be our age or something we did, and we don't have enough of the conversations for a second person, a loved one, to be like, dude, that's not right. You need to go get that checked out by a doctor.
Yeah. And having a pet, too, by the way, is a surefire way to prevent yourself from getting, giving yourself a good chance of not having cancer. How about that? That's really something. Having a pet, having a dog, having a cat, something like that, I think that's very telling. Isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. How about that? I think that's fabulous. Anyway, so maybe as you look at your resolutions this year, stop drinking, stop smoking, exercise more, improve relationships is number 5 on the list. Improving relationships, you'd be amazed, according to the research here, at how well that helps you stave off things like cancer, even more than heart disease, relationships. So make the most of your relationships and find new ones, find new friends. I think that's pretty practical. It's now 59 past the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.